Everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley's Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope at Total Tutor. I'm excited to welcome the program, Crystal Gale of the EE Network's Catching Kelsey. Crystal, thanks for calling and how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Oh, I'm excited to touch base and chat with you because I'm sure you're excited about this opportunity. And I'm already seeing that the season has premiered. So, but tell us specifically how you got involved with Catching Kelsey. But even before that, your background, an amazing background of different pageants and different things, Crystal. Tell us a little bit about that. Then we'll get into the whole casting of Catching Kelsey.
Okay. So my background with pageants, it did start pretty young. And I know that there's so many misperceptions about pageants, and I know that there's so many television shows and things that people believe about pageants, but the one thing that I've learned from it and what I've seen from everyone who's competed in pageants is it really builds confidence. It really takes you out of your shell. It really pushes you to be a better person and to kind of take you a little bit out of your comfort zone. I mean, it's a little bit hard sometimes being on stage in front of a lot of people and knowing that all eyes are on you.
Right, exactly.
But it's opened so many great opportunities. It's brought scholarships. It helps give me the ability to go to college. So I look back and I feel like pageantry's been a good stepping stone to everything that I've accomplished so far. So currently, I did win an international title, and that happened about 2.5 months ago. And so I'm the reigning world's perfect woman. I had the opportunity to compete against all the other countries, and everybody came to the United States.
Okay.
And it's a pageant where you're really able to just be the most perfect version of you, no matter what it is. Whatever you feel represents you, you're able to talk about the things that represent you and the things that are important to you. It's an amazing system. And for the next year, I'm excited that I get to work with the organization and travel the world and talk to everybody about empowerment you and embracing yourself.
That's fantastic, Crystal. And I mean, all those opportunities and what's coming up and all these different things, it's a tremendous opportunity for you and what you're trying to do with your brand and everything. And then here we go. Here comes Catching Kelsey. So tell me specifically how that whole process worked and bam, there you go. So tell us about that.
Catching Kelsey was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. What really drew me to the show was the opportunity to maybe meet somebody, maybe fall in love, have a family. I think the things that we all want in life.
Right.
I was contacted by a casting director, and they were looking for, essentially in their eyes, you know, the one person who would represent the state, almost like the most eligible bachelorette of that state, to maybe win over Catching Travis Kelsey's heart and be on this show. So did you have a chance to watch the episode last week that I was on?
No, I did not get the chance to do that. Let's jump really quickly back into, you know, Crystal, the whole situation with how you got involved, how this happened, first of all, and then we could get into that for sure.
Okay, how did this happen? For me, it happened. There was actually a casting director who I think through some of the pageants and some of the modeling stuff that I've done found me. And so they reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in interviewing and trying to get onto the show. And I said, absolutely, I'd love to hear more about it. And so you meet with the casting directors, you speak to them, you do some Skype interviews so that they can ask you questions and ask you, what are you looking for in a significant other? What do you want out of life?
Right.
What do you hope to get out of this show? And for me, it was, I just hope that one day I can meet this amazing person who will support me in everything that I want, and I could support them and all the dreams and hopes that they want. And together we could build a family and be happy and do it together. And it really drew me to the show. So when they called me and they asked and they said, you know, we really want you to represent Florida, I was beyond ecstatic. I mean, I had the chance to represent Florida in pageants before, but this time I had the chance to represent Florida and maybe not be single anymore and meet an amazing guy.
So that's how it happened. Then kind of take it. There's 50 contestants in this show, correct, Crystal?
Yes. So there's 50 contestants, one from every state, and Travis has to narrow it down from 50 to the 20 girls that ultimately move into the house.
Oh my. Okay. Okay. So we're, and I know you,
it was a lot really quick.
Yeah. And I know you can't say a lot at this point, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it, but I guess just in the process of looking at this opportunity now, you know, you've been a public figure in a way with the pageants, but it's changed dramatically now, right? Especially after the first episode with how you've had to, you know, people recognizing you and things like that and getting used to all of this, right? The fame of television, right?
Yes, and the one thing that I think was most interesting, you know, I have a master's degree. I have a full-time job. I work with a pharmaceutical company. And a lot of people don't know about the pageant background.
Right.
A lot of people that know me know my professional background. So it really opened them up to a different side of me also, which really brought a lot of awareness to it, which I thought was awesome. And then the biggest question of all was, wow, we didn't realize that you were single. And I thought, really? So that's the biggest comment that I'm getting, like, oh my gosh, you're single. And I said, yeah, I'm just looking for, I guess, what everybody else is looking for, and I believe that he's out there somewhere.
So did you get a lot of people from your office and different people around? Did you let them know that you're going to be on TV and on E and everything, or different people and stuff like that, or you kind of kept it quiet?
So yeah, building up to it, I let everybody know. Like I said, it was such an amazing experience, and I'm so thankful that I had a chance to be on the show. The night that I was watching it, all of my friends, all of my family, everybody was there with me. It was a little bit crazy because, you know, I live in Florida. So right. It was airing the night before we were about to get hit with a hurricane.
Oh, gosh.
So there was a lot going on. But, I mean, everybody was like, okay, stop what we're doing. We have to watch. And I have to say, I mean, it's always a little interesting watching yourself on TV.
Oh,
you laugh because you notice the mannerisms, and I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that.
Right, and I do that too when I do my television show, and I'm like looking at myself and saying, oh my gosh, why did I do that? What happened here? And I guess as in pageants, you view yourself in specific ways, but really you don't want to. You're coaching people that are around you, training you to get ready for the pageant, but you don't really watch how you perform, do you, that much?
You know, after my pageant and after I compete, I do try to watch myself. I do try to critique myself. You know, it's like a sport, and you want to get better, and
right.
You always want to try to improve. It's different when you're watching yourself on
TV, yeah.
Because you're surrounded by cameras all the time.
Correct.
So at first, your guard is up, but then eventually there's so many cameras, you just become yourself. And I realized I do a lot of talking with my hands, and I make a lot of funny facial expressions. And so when I was watching myself, I thought, wow, I'm a pretty animated person, and I kind of wear my emotions on my sleeve. You see it at all times, but you always know how I feel and what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because you can see it in my face. And it to me, it was funny. It's fun watching yourself again.
Okay.
On TV.
So it's hurricane.
Watching you too.
Definitely. Crystal, so it's hurricane season. You try to get people to tune in, and everyone's like, yeah, I know Florida was absolutely crazy because of the hurricane. And so let's first talk about what happened on this show. Because if you would, Crystal, if I'd tell you who I'm interviewing all the time, and I do keep up a lot of my shows, but it's had to be the DVR end of things, from the Goldbergs to the middle. I've interviewed those stars from those shows and different things like that, that I don't have time. So I wish I would have. My homework was just basically, hey, I work with E. I love E. I interview a lot of the people, the talent that goes on the red carpet events for E. So I love the network. But tell me ultimately what happened in the first episode.
So in the first episode, it starts with 50 girls, and we're all standing on the football field. None of us have ever met Travis Kelce. So you're really excited to finally meet him. And he comes running out, and he's running between all these girls. And, I mean, your first thought is, wow, he's a really handsome, funny, outgoing guy.
Right.
I mean, he's just so full of life and so full of personality. And sometimes you don't know what to expect because you think he's a football player and he's so well-known. But he's really just so down-to-earth. So there's 50 girls. You're looking around at all the other girls. And, okay, pageants or not, I mean, I'm surrounded by girls that are stylists and girls that are lawyers and have
right.
all these great careers, and they're beautiful. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, am I even able to compete with them? It's a natural thought that goes through your head. And then you get, you realize that you're about to be eliminated from 50 to 20. And right there on the spot, your heart sinks and you're thinking, 30 of these girls are going home and I do not want to be.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So that, so this is where we're, again,
the anxiety. Just,
oh, I'm telling you, I'm sure. But you're used to this in pageant world. And of all the 50 girls, are they all pageant contestants or are they different backgrounds?
No, they're all different backgrounds, all different walks of life, from all different states, and they're amazing girls. So, can you imagine you're sitting there, you finally made it this far, you finally meet him, you're so excited, and you think, I want to talk to him, the next thing you know, 30 of you are going home, and you just, your heart sinks, and you're sitting there thinking, oh man, please don't beat me.
Yeah.
I hope we're able to have some kind of a connection right off the bat.
So what happens? Because we can at least spoil the first episode because it's already aired, and I know you can't say anything else after that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know this business, trust me, because especially if things have been happening. I can't tell you anything more because, you know, like a lot of these sitcoms I interview, they've already taped 9 episodes. Can't say, so what's happened to your character 9 episodes from now? No, I can't tell you that. Oh, thanks. That's really nice. But
yeah, no. Yeah. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you about the first show. We're then given 60 seconds to try to impress him.
Okay.
And tell him something. And it, again, I mean, that you're sitting back there, you're waiting for your turn. You don't know when they're going to call your state out. They finally, like in my case, they say, Florida, come out, which is my chance. I now have 60 seconds to impress him. But I'll tell you what, when you're walking down that field, everything you just thought of that was brilliant, that you so well planned, just
right.
it goes down the drain.
Exactly.
I didn't even know what to think or say, and then you see him and you're like, wow, okay, hi, and he's so welcoming and he's so warm and he hugs you and then all of a sudden you just feel comfortable. And I remember specifically a week before, I think about a week before my sister got married, and I caught the bouquet, and, you know, the first thing that came to mind was, I feel like this is a sign. I caught the bouquet. Maybe that's why I'm here, and it's meant to be. And then I couldn't do anything but kind of laugh about it. Because then I thought, that was the corniest thing I ever could have done. There's a million things in the world. How did I say that?
Yeah, but again, you never know. When you have that opportunity, and it's like, you got to do it. There it happens. So what happens? So they narrow down to 20 girls. So tell us what happens, Crystal.
So they narrow it down. They make it to 20 girls. And thank goodness I'm one of the girls.
I'm
moving into the house.
All right.
I am so excited.
Well, Crystal, I guess.
And this house is beautiful.
So you got to update me 4 or 5 weeks in, whatever, how long you last. And I guess come on my show again. I'm happy to have you. If you're a morning person.
Unfortunately, I'm off after the first episode.
Oh, so it happened in the first. Okay, so all right.
It did.
Well, you can. You know what I recommend you do is you got to just start talking about the whole show throughout the season. So you made it to the 20, then you get. So how did you get kicked out? Oh no, Crystal, tell us.
I know. So he narrows it down to 8. I mean, we go to this party with him. He narrows it down. I think it was to 8 people. Yeah, 8 people, and 5 of them go home, and unfortunately, I'm one of them. And now all I can say is I'm still out there looking for the amazing someone in my life. So if you know somebody, please recommend me to them. Or, you know, maybe we can, like, meet on your show through call or something. I don't know.
Hey, definitely. It's out there, Crystal. I mean, for sure. I mean, people got to be crazy not to. And you have a profession as well. of come on now. I mean, it's not like you just do pageants. You're a professional. So I don't know. Maybe next thing is you got to go on The Bachelor. I don't know. You never know, Crystal. This could be the first opportunity and you just keep going after it. But I mean, honestly, you're very well spoken. You did a fantastic job describing this and getting our listeners into what happened if they never tuned into October 6th episode. Again, they can go on DVR and watch the entire thing again, Crystal, and watch you and why did he eliminate you. You'll have to scratch your head, but I recommend, here's a quick tip for you to keep your fame going, is to go out there social media wise and conversate and live tweet the rest of the show all the way to the final bell. I recommend you do that. That'll be good PR for you. So definitely consider that.
Absolutely. I'll take that into consideration. Thank you so
much.
You're welcome. I'll definitely be doing that.
So where can we find more information on you, Crystal, and learn more about you? Is there a place we can go?
So you can go to Instagram. It's Miss Crystal Gale. And the same thing on Facebook. And you can kind of keep up with what I'm doing in the pageant world. I do a lot with charities, especially in South Florida, and the opportunity to travel. And so anybody who's able to come to any of the events, I would love to meet you there. So Miss Crystal Gale on Instagram.
Well, Crystal, I was getting excited thinking you'd continue to stay on the show, but I recommend you just continue to talk about the show, talk it up, and talk about the mistake he made. And now there's still someone who would be interested in someone as nice as you are, Crystal. So I'm sure you're going to find the right guy, but maybe you got to go out and continue to get on different types of entertainment opportunities. You never know. So thanks for calling, and thanks for coming on the show.
So much. I appreciate it. It was so good talking to you.
All right. Take care, Crystal. See you later. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.